Hello, it's Monday, January 17th, and that means two things. It's way past time I took down all these decorations, and it is time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Technologies. Their light made easy. How easy? Well, their direct drive LED HID replacement lamps. Just put two power options on the device. You just flip a switch. Three color options on the device. Flip a switch. You know what else is on there? A port for a screw-in sensor for motion sensing or daylight harvesting. That is light made easy at KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description, if you please. Into the news. NEMA has a new measure for efficacy ratings. This is a brand new procedure for residential, commercial, and industrial luminaires. Acuity has bought Juno. This is a $385 million deal for assets and equity of a former Schneider division. Ferguson has bought RP Lighting Advance. This is a distribution company buying a value brand. No details disclosed. Kyocera has set a brand new record for Li-Fi. This is a laser source hitting 90 gigabytes per second. IES has a new portal for their lighting library that's live right now. The DLC will be launching a new portal for their tool set. That's at the end of the month, but before then, there will be a webinar introducing it. Solviasis has announced their Q4 financials with 13% year-over-year. Sol Semiconductor sold $1 billion last year. That's 12% gains. Taiwan Semiconductor has posted $6 billion in profits. Rugs Direct has bought Litopia. That's an online seller buying a multi-channel retailer. Art Hushin talking about design for security on Get a Grip on Lighting. Check that out. 186 has joined HLB. This is a Denver-based designer joining the independent architectural firm. GE Current, a Dane Tree company, has opened a learning institute. This is a brand new training center in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Epistar has sold $69 million in December. That's very nice of them. Energia is a new name for the ECG group, and they will be financing school upgrades nationwide. NEMA has released their monthly business confidence index, showing that December was fine, about the same as last month, probably the same next month. Clariance, through their Davco business unit, will be expanding into electric vehicle parts. And Energy Focus has partnered with GridRise, a gig drivers, you know, ride shares to promote their Nouveau Traveler product. In legal news, Beta Calco has sued Kaman. This is calling a pendant fixture a knockoff. In event news, light and building will happen in October this year, previously planned for April. Endeavor has launched LightSpec Midwest, also in October. If you're into webinars, Pure Edge Lighting is available from AIA and IDCEC on January 27th. EB PowerCon will run at the last day of the month, presented by Electrical Business Magazine. The Light Symposium of Copenhagen has called for papers. The event itself will take place September 21 to 23. And Light School is going to go to the Surface Design Show. This is a UK architectural firm partnering with Light Talks and rep agencies. Global Lux is expanding their territory across the southern US. Led Vance has picked Miele in Germany. Light Inside is recapping 75 new partnerships. And Amerlux has chosen Exposure for New England in recommended reading. All these are on nail.org. Buildings will be smarter next year. We have a discussion of how to light a garden responsibly. Things you need to know about tungsten scrap. We have the best CCTs for night fishing. We have the best smart bulbs of CES. We have a discussion of architectural products and how to stay out after dark to learn about them. And the difference between continuous and discrete calibration at the source. In IoT, WISeKey has launched their first Pico satellites. These are for smart agriculture, taking a ride on Falcon 9 rockets. On the 13th, they're already spreading the word. Acuity has expanded their partnership with Microsoft, and Aro will be a standard feature at homes built by Bluffington. In market projections, LED drivers will hit $79 billion in value by 2030. Vertical farming will expand by 22%. Smart meters will hit $54 billion soon. The DIY market will expand by 49%. Steel utility poles will be raised by 4%, and industrial light is valued at $10 billion by 2026, and LED lighting is poised for 8% gains. In R&D, U of M Twin Cities has a fully 3D printed flexible OLED display. This was a project published by the AAAS. We have a question as to whether or not daylighting is better than LEDs in terms of energy use. And we have U of I debunking the Auger coefficient. These are ambipolar augers. Might be the true source of efficiency droops. In horticultural news, AE Sense Grows has a new round of funding for venture capital. In dark skies, malaria has been correlated to mosquito circadian rhythms. Panama City is pushing for turtle-safe lighting. Shark attacks do correlate to light at night. Dogs do suffer from sleep deprivation, and blue blocker glasses do help during pregnancy. In people news, OCL has picked Jennifer Butler as president. Sasha Jean-Louis is now the regional sales manager of U.S. Northeast at Viscor. Maury Wright is set to retire from Leds Magazine. Wanda Lau will succeed him. And in local news, 3BC communities have gotten energy grants. Horry County Utility needs more transparency. DC will be upgrading their streetlights. Wabash Valley, Indiana has celebrated their 300 millionth kilowatt saved. Pierre, South Dakota will be spending $60,000 on rebates last year. New Hampshire has restored ratepayer efficiency programs. Bakersfield, California has spent $2 million on streetlights. Wayne, New Jersey has a new direct install program. State-owned poles in Florida are turning purple, as you might expect. Sydney, BC is upgrading to their street lighting. Apron, France is turning over their street lighting controls to an app that any citizen can install. And Independent Electric Supply of Ontario is celebrating their 100th year in business. In weirdness, you have a Slovenian winery releasing a wine that you can't drink in light at all. It's entirely made and consumed in darkness. Please put on these night vision goggles. The Hefe Institute did not launch an artificial sun. They just set a record for man-made fusion reactions and in things you can make. You can have a visual pedometer and or illuminated origami. Thank you. I've been Scott Wachter. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music. Thank you to nailed.org. Get associated. Get educated. Have a good one. Grind your heels into the sheets. Grit your teeth and get some sleep this evening. Counting sheep. Restless feet in a tangled heap. A cotton blend, a mystery. Thank you.
screen. The viewers ask, what does it mean? Under speaking fans and tangled sheets unwoven, fraying at the seams. They're muted colors, they're lacking light. Let's say goodnight. Let's say goodnight. Let's say goodnight.